AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Paul Gauguin Cruises.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Inflation, it may be easing, but still causing pain. Consumer price index up 6% over a year ago, the smallest 12-month increase since 2021.
The biggest factor here in this is the shelter prices. That makes up about 70% of the increase. That's up 8.1% year over year. And it's really the services side of this equation that has been accelerating when it comes to inflation.
CBS's Sarah E. Wohlweiss. Long faces at Facebook. Meta, the parent company for Facebook and Instagram, is planning to lay off 10,000 workers and won't fill 5,000 open jobs. The company's also pushing some leaders into lower-level positions. President Biden set to sign an executive order aimed at getting the country closer to universal background checks for gun sales. CBS's White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has that.
Gun control advocates have long argued a loophole allows purchasers to skirt background checks by buying from small-time sellers instead of licensed dealers. It's how a shooter in Odessa, Texas, with a history of mental illness, was able to buy an AR-15 that he used to kill 32 people in 2019. Last year's bipartisan gun safety law aims to tighten the loophole, and today, at the scene of the Monterey Park shooting, President Biden will sign an order further defining who profits from gun sales and must perform background checks.
The Northeast is getting wowed by a powerful snowstorm. Meteorologist Craig Allen with our affiliate, WCBS.
Because of the combination of the heavy, wet snow and the strong wind, states of emergency have been declared in a few states across the Northeast, New Jersey, and portions of eastern New York State as well, to name two. And this is because of the potential for power problems as well. Heavy, wet snow on the power lines and on trees.
New atmospheric rivers dumping more rain on California, too. Another study directly linking human activity to climate change. New satellite telemetry shows the intensity of extreme drought and rainfall has worsened sharply in the past 20 years, leading to ever more devastating crop failures, infrastructure damage, and humanitarian crises. And the researchers say this acceleration directly correlates with the increased burning of fossil fuels and other human activity linked to greenhouse gas emissions. Well, need a good book to read after all that? Oprah's just unveiled her 100th book club pick on CBS Mornings.
I selected Hello Beautiful by Anne Napolitano.
It's about four sisters in Chicago and a young man who enters their lives and finds the love and solidarity he never had in his own dysfunctional family. On to the markets now. How dysfunctional are they? Well, the Dow's up nearly 300 points shortly after the open. The NASDAQ is up 200. This is CBS News.
CBS News is brought to you by Paul Gauguin Cruises. Artfully authentic, all-inclusive year-round cruising to Tahiti and the South Pacific. Visit pgcruises.com.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The roadblocks are down in Lac du Flambeau, at least for now. The town board and the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa have reached a temporary agreement to buy time for a permanent solution. Easements on the roads expired more than a decade ago. The tribe started blocking parts of some town roads on tribal land at the end of January. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers consider a bill today to stop the state's licensing board from barring so-called conversion therapy. Republicans have already struck down a recent rule that classified efforts to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity as unprofessional conduct. Governor Evers promises to veto the bill if it passes. In sports, the Bucks beat Sacramento last night 133-124. Milwaukee is at Phoenix tonight. Also tonight, the Badgers open NIT play at home against Bradley. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Hi, it's Congresswoman Gwen Moore, urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you, we need change. The next court's ruling will determine the future of Wisconsin for us, as well as our kids and grandkids, on critical issues like voting rights, racial justice, and gerrymandering. The court will rule on whether or not to uphold the 1849 criminal abortion ban. That's why I'm urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's a common sense, impartial judge who cares about us and our rights. Janet believes women should have the freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to abortion. So vote by April 4th for my friend, Janet Protasiewicz.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis, thank you very much for waiting, man. Really appreciate you hanging on. You say what? You socialist.
I say I'm the king of the socialists. I myself can change the world. I myself can do this. I can do anything because I'm the king. But anyway, my whole thing is, people have no idea when they live in a bubble in the suburbs and they have rich friends. They have no clue how a poor person lives, you know, or a person that's a working person. We'll just say a working person like myself. Because let me tell you, not only if Kroger does what they do, it's going to go to like 2 to 5 or 3 to 5 on welfare and food stamps. Because don't forget, Walmart does the same exact thing.
Yes.
Walmart has, I have friends that live up north that they're so-called conservative. And they want, one of them is a Walmart greeter. It's my friend's grandma. And let me tell you, she has, if it wasn't for Medicare and her Social Security, she'd be homeless. Because she works at Walmart, and they don't give her nothing. And her friend just died 2 weeks ago. And people don't realize, when you work at Walmart, you sign a paperwork saying that you get a $25,000, insurance policy on you. And you think when you die you get that money, but actually Walmart keeps that money. She couldn't believe it. She started crying. Her friend's husband needed that money. Well, they don't get the money. Walmart gets that money. So people realize, they're wake up, because let me tell you, if we don't get more unions out there and people caring about one another, and instead of caring about the almighty dollar, it ain't going to get better. It's going to get worse.
You know, Curtis, man, that's why I'm not anti-American, man. I'm pro human being. Okay? I don't care where the human beings are. You know, we all have that in common, man. We're all human beings. And so human beings shouldn't be divided by continent nor by wealth. Money, how can it be possible, man, that we can allow a piece of paper, right? Come on, come on, man. How can that be more valuable and more important than a human being?
You know, we're all trying to fight for the almighty dollar.
What the hell is a piece of paper, man? The dollar, and I know they're going to say, well, it represents more than that. whatever it represents in the end, all you can buy with that are things. Curtis, correct me if I'm wrong.
You take the money and you buy things.
And how can those things then have more value than a human being?
Oh, correct. And people years ago, when we were, you know, even I was a little kid, my father always said, you know, you can always replace money, but you can't replace people, you know?
Yeah.
Our value is nothing there. I mean, if you get in a car accident, you get $250,000 if you die in the car. You know, all insurance can pay the same thing. So it's like they put a value on that, but you can't replace the person, you know? You can't replace a person.
Well,
but until people think, unless people start putting people before money, it ain't going to change.
Well, but in a capitalistic society, let's cut to the chase, as they like to say, or used to like to say. I don't know what they say now. The value of a human being is only, you know, what it's worth to his loved one.
Okay.
And to people who don't know that human being, or, then that the value of that life is minimal. It has, you know, paper money has a greater value than that human life. And in this country, we're proud of that, right? We're kind of proud of the fact that people who have money are elevated above other human beings. Man, how stupid can that be?
Well, I know. Well, the thing behind it is, you know, like you were saying, my sister was murdered and raped in 1997 and thrown in the garbage can on 6th and Mitchell. And let me tell you, unless you know something or someone that dies, you don't really... it's almost like people get shot. Like, if you watched American Idol the other day when Katy Perry went crazy because of the gun thing. That kid, if you can see his face, he's got no facial expressions, but all his friends got shot in school. Unless you're involved in a shooting or involved in somebody getting killed, you really don't express it. You don't change it. You share my prayers and thoughts go out with you, but that's not nothing. Unless you know the person, unless you know the individual, you can't really wrap yourself around the grief. You know, and that's exactly how money goes. People can, they can hold money in their hands and they feel rich. But unless they hold the person in their hands, they really don't understand. And that's where it's going towards. It's terrible.
Hey, Curtis, man, thank you very much for waiting. Thank you very much for chiming in. Let me do this. I want to move to Joe Biden. And Joe Biden has approved of major drilling in Alaska. It's called the Willow Oil Project. And Joe Biden has been nonstop talking about the environment. That's it. He ran on the environment. He certainly at no point led anybody to believe that he would be willing to agree to one of the most, the largest federal drilling projects in the history of this land. And he's done this in the face of knowing that he's going to anger many of the people who supported him because of his conversations about climate change. And to turn around and do a 360-degree turn and say yes. Look, I get it. There is pressure that he's feeling because the price of gasoline right now here in Waukesha, I think it's $3.10. In Milwaukee, I think it's $3.19. And yes, it's been clearly a little on the high end, but certainly down from a year or so ago when it was over $4 and some odd cent and approaching $5. And that's been something that has impacted the President Biden's presidency. He's certainly been aware of it. He's felt the slings and the arrows that have been fired his way, blaming him for the cost of oil, the increase in the oil and the gas prices. And even though he would stand and look right in the camera and basically deny it, it's been a stickler with him. And it's been an albatross on his back. And so he's made this decision. A massive new oil drilling scheme that will lead to decades of air and climate pollution is what the outcome of this is going to be. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday green-lighted a massive oil drilling project on federal land in Alaska, eliciting outrage from the climate advocates who say the administration's accompanying restrictions on oil and gas leasing in the region cannot make up for the destruction set to be unleashed by the approved Willow project. Progressives sought for months to dissuade Biden from approving ConocoPhillips' $8 billion Willow project, noting that it could enable the production of more than 600 million barrels of crude oil over 30 years. If all of that oil is burned, roughly 280 million metric tons of heat-trapping carbon dioxide emissions will be spewed into the atmosphere at a time when the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns that the planet is reaching a point of no return. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? If you're a Democrat or progressive, do you think that what Joe Biden is doing with this project is the right thing to do? Certainly, the belief of many short-term is that it's going to alleviate some of the crunch that people are dealing with right now and the shortages and bring the prices down. That's not going to happen overnight. The drilling and setting all that into motion is not going to happen overnight. And it may not take place until after Joe Biden, where drilling finally begins, until Joe Biden is gone. But he's made this decision now. He's got to live with it. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. I'm sure there are Republicans who will be celebrating. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. I want to be high.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of the 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is hosting a volunteer recruitment party for Judge Janet Protasewicz at the Drunken Cobra in Wauwatosa tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. Free beer, free food, and live music from Evan Christian all night. Buy your ticket at Eventbrite or at the door.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 33 this afternoon under clear skies. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Low is around 15 tonight, mainly clear skies. High of 46 tomorrow, overcast. Mid-40s Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers. Turning much cooler Friday, with highs in the upper 30s and mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. President Joe Biden has agreed to allow massive drilling in Alaska. It's called the Willow Project. And he has incurred the wrath of many who supported him. And because part of his platform was climate change and the dangers associated with it. But he's turned completely 360 degrees in allowing to have this drilling on the sacred land, governmental land. And it sold this contract to this oil drilling company. And, you know, what are your thoughts? Let's go to Karina. Hey, Karina, how you doing, my friend? What are your thoughts? I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you see, I just want to offer information, right? And maybe talk about it. Right, wrong is the question. It's a hard question. But the thing is, one way or another, the problem, one of the problems, what's happening right now with the oil is that the fact when you refine the oil, you get three main products. Benzene, right? It's a gas, what we're using for a car. And then we have a kerosene, and we have a diesel. Unfortunately, compared to other countries, in America, majority of transportations happen on semi, which needs a diesel. as soon as Trump administration got into with Venezuela, and now Biden administration got into with Ukraine and Russia, America stopped purchasing the oil from those two regions, which are deep land oil, okay? And only deep land oil, heavy oil, capable of producing enough for semi-trucks to move around. So basically, this is why our produce getting up in prices, because this is how you transport. This is how the engines are working, the big engines are working on the diesel. And you see, before you screw up your relationship with the other countries, you kind of have to think about it. What will it cost you in the long run? You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying, but you there, the other side of that equation is the fact that we are poisoning the earth, we're poisoning the people, and so you know, there's no question that the products that that we all use on a daily basis are moved around by truck. Trucking is the number one method of moving around the things that we use on a daily basis. It's a delicate balance. But the question then, Karina, becomes, are we willing to poison the air, the water, and the land to that end?
Well, I guess we are, because we're getting into a conflict with the Ukraine and Russia. We're getting into a conflict with Venezuela. So somebody on the earth has to do it, whether it's going to happen in Russia or Venezuela, or it's going to happen on Alaska, which is the closest place to Russia. Funny that they're going to pollute them first before America. That's exactly what you're saying, Earl. It's a very delicate balance. So instead of opening up new wells, instead of, and especially in Alaska, you see, the colder you get, the more gentle the environment becomes, because it's very easy to spoil that environment and everything around it is going wrong.
Hey, Karina.
Because the balance is...
Karina, we've got to go to a break.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Inflation eased a little last month. Prices rose at an annual rate of 6%, down from 6.4% in January. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
Food, energy, and shelter costs are all up over the past year, and so are prices for new cars. Used car prices, by contrast, are down 13.6% compared to a year ago. One area closely watched by the Federal Reserve, owners' equivalent rent rose 0.7 on the month, matching the January gain.
Coupled with recent bank failures, it complicates the Fed's upcoming decision on interest rate hikes. Times are getting tougher at Facebook. Meta will cut another 10,000 jobs and leave 5,000 open positions unfilled. And there's rough weather in the Northeast today. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
It's been very rare to find major storms for the eastern seaboard. That includes so much snow that will be falling this time around from about the northern mid-Atlantic on north into New England.
New CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane McNair. Here's what you need to know. Some people who went to the Muskego, Norway school board meeting Monday night left frustrated after they weren't allowed to speak about racist behavior that was witnessed during a basketball game between Beloit and Muskego High Schools March 3rd. Community members angry after swastikas and the N-word were written in the visiting team's locker room with players called racial slurs during the game. The district says it's looking at video from the event and talking to people with firsthand information. No word on when that investigation will be complete. Vending machines containing fentanyl test strips and Narcan nasal spray will be placed in some Milwaukee County libraries, restaurants, and churches using a portion of $11 million in opioid settlement money. That's according to Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Data from the medical examiner's office shows 462 people died of fentanyl-related overdoses last year in Milwaukee County, more than homicides, suicides, and car crashes combined. I'm Jane McNair. This is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Want to get more involved in supporting democracy, justice, and equality across the state? Check out the Wisconsin Grassroots Festival this Saturday, March 18th. This annual event is happening at Wisconsin Heights High School near Mazomanny. It includes workshops, food, and entertainment, featuring Civic Media's own Earl Ingram Show and James Santel from Morning Cannolis, plus a keynote speech from Crudy, Mike Crute of the Devil's Advocates. Learn more and register now at wigrassrootsnetwork.org. The Wisconsin Grassroots Festival this Saturday, sponsored by the Civic Media Network of radio stations.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And I still can hear
right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Hey, Ron, thank you very much for calling. Thank you for listening. You say what, sir? Ron, are you there? Okay, so we'll. Okay, Ron is gone. Let me do this. Okay, so I want to go to. I guess that's him calling back, man. But if, while we're waiting on Ron, I want to talk a little bit about the GOP, and it's become the pro-child labor party. So we're going to talk a little bit. Many people may not be aware, but in this country, there are children working in dangerous, dangerous positions. Let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for the call. You say what, my friend?
Well, the kids have come up with the word socialist. I want to interject a different word.
Oh, go ahead.
And that would be missionary.
You know, I we all should be that, right?
Yeah, missionary.
As human just beings, quickly, we all should be that. But go ahead.
Quickly to define missionaries when we're involved, when we take care of someone else besides ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As human beings, we should all aspire to that, right? We have the capabilities of that, each and every one of us.
We sure do. And as I spend a couple hours most mornings taking food out on the near west side of Milwaukee to individuals on the street, and I pulled up to one woman several months ago, and she said, "Thank you. I haven't had anything to eat in 3 days." That just filled my heart. I was able to help somebody like that.
Let me ask you, Bob, because there are people who believe there aren't hungry people in this country. Well, what do you say to people who think that that's not the case?
I think that they're being myopic, that they're blind to what's really going on around them, and they're really ignoring what's going on in society. We really need to take care of each other, and the more we take care of each other, the more we become family. When we're all family, then we all care for one another.
Bob, we're all family anyway, whether we want to accept it or not. You know, human beings aren't separate from other human beings. You know,
correct. That, we're not.
That's who we are. And it does not matter if there are people who see it from a different prism. The truth of the matter is we're all of the human family. And we
correct.
Need to start acting like that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bob, thank you. And, you know,
have a wonderful day.
Thank God for people like you. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Let me go here. Let's talk about child labor. You know, people may not be aware of this. In February, the New York Times published a front page report from Pulitzer Prize winning reporter Hannah Dreyer that shed light on a shocking reality. Migrant children are being illegally exploited in staggering numbers, working brutal jobs in kitchens and factories, hotels and slaughterhouses across the United States. Bet many of you in the listening audience were not aware of that. And even for those of you who are aware of it, we don't see it. And so because we don't see it, you know, it's out of our purview. Let's do this. Let's bring Ron on. Ron, I'm sorry, you're back. Yes, sir.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem.
On the oil issue, well, I'm one of those who thinks the sooner we get off oil, the better. But that said, I think this is a game of high political jujitsu, and let me explain. There's a whole bunch of land, federal lands in Alaska and elsewhere that were opened up to drilling before Biden became president. And he had to decide whether to go ahead and continue those permits. And he killed off all of the permits except this one. It's a big one. And I think the reason for that is if he had killed off all the permits, there would have immediately been a ton of lawsuits from drilling companies supported by conservative movement conservatism and judges who are conservative, and it probably would have gone all the way to the Supreme Court. And there, and I think the White House's fear was that they'd be, this would be another thing that the Republicans have taken away from the president, the right to decide these kinds of issues. So he threw them this, thinking they're going to be happy with this, and they have no basis to sue, really. And meanwhile, the tribes and the other people affected up there, environmentalists and everybody, are going to sue and try to stop it. Whether they stop it is up to the same courts that would try to open up those sites. So,
but Ron, why
he's thinking
he, why,
it's not going to matter.
Why would he run the risk knowing that allies who supported him, that he would be more concerned about the other side of this than, and I know as you stated, politically, But politically, he's damaged himself for people.
Absolutely,
who
but it was a no-win. No, it's absolutely. I'm upset, but you know the question is: some people would say, "Well, that's it. I'm not going to vote for him again."
Right.
I would, given him as the nominee for a second term, should he get through the Democratic primaries, I would vote for him again because he's the he will be clearly
the lesser,
by far the
of two
lesser
evils.
Right. Two evils. However, I'm sure that he will lose some votes along the way. But what I'm saying is, in the short run, he was thinking, if I ban all these drilling sites, it'll give the opposition an opportunity to claim that I don't have the presidency doesn't have the right to take away these licenses that were already issued. And so I'm going to issue this one license, which was the closest apparently to being started, and it's a big one. And then I'm going to kill off all the other ones. So I'm protecting most federal lands, and I'm staking a claim that I have the right to make these decisions. And now the people most likely to sue are the environmentalists and the tribes. But either way, there was going to be a lawsuit. The question is, which one was going to be more narrow in its decision making? You know, it's political jujitsu. I don't know that it makes a lot of sense. I think if I were in his shoes, I would have just said, we got to move on. And then Karina was talking about, well, we need this diesel oil so we can power our trucks and trains and everything else. Well, that's true. But, you know, there's a transition period where we have to rely on those vehicles. But that's without this oil, that gives us an incentive to start producing more electric vehicles. And the fact is, this oil isn't going to be coming out of the ground for at least 5 years. It takes that long to get the pipe right, drilled and put in place. So in 5 years, everything's going to look entirely different.
You know, Ron, the other thing I said was, he certainly, and look, nobody ever said being the president of the United States was an easy undertaking. The slings and arrows, you're going to accrue those. But he's been around a long time, and he understands the political aspects of this. But to you know, in the face of the people and your allies, and you have heard nothing but Joe Biden supporting climate change and clean energy. That's all he's ever talked about. To then turn around and do this, you know, under the duress, and really re-election is really what's at the root of it. Would you agree?
I agree. And again, it wouldn't have been my call, but I can understand. I can see what they're thinking, you know. And I just think, though, that the Democratic Party, whoever the candidates are,
need to put a clear line in the sand and say, look, we are not going over this line anymore. We're just going to, even if we lose, even if the other side wins, this is our stance, so that the voters and the American people know exactly where we stand and why. So, well, this has just fuzzed that up some more.
So, Ron, because at the root of all of it in the end is we know what the outcome of it, this is going to be if we don't get off this fossil fuel, right? I mean,
absolutely. This is going to create millions of tons of the oil that's extracted and used. It's going to create millions of tons of carbon dioxide pollution, and we can't afford to have any more carbon dioxide pollution. I'm encouraged that there are some factories and refineries around the world, mostly in other countries, of course, where they have now taken to capturing, when there's smoke going up the smokestack from these refineries, they have managed to figure out a way to capture the smoke, process it, and remove the carbon dioxide, liquefy it, and then put it into building concrete blocks where it's permanently encased. So it doesn't get into the air, and it won't get into the air because the concrete basically lasts forever. So we could be doing that, but you know what stops that? Capitalism, because it's like, oh, that's an extra cost. Well, you know, guys, your business should not be able to make money by ruining the planet. Yes, you have to incur those costs. And the customer should get used to the idea that that is going to be a cost. And electric vehicles, alternative fuels in general, your solar panels for your house are already cheaper than fossil fuels.
But you know, Ron, that's a common sense perspective, right? That we know what's coming. We know what the outcome, if we don't change the direction and trajectory of what we've been doing and what we're doing. Scientists on both sides, Republican and Democrats, both agree. So this is a no-brainer, man. You know, we don't have any other option, right? If you want there to be life after we're gone, this is something that has to take place. Is it a tough decision? Yes, a tough decision. But you got to make the right decision, even though it's tough, right?
And like you said, he telegraphed his position, which is no more drilling.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that was an overstatement probably, because there were probably already approved permits that haven't been exercised, you know, that people could drill when they wanted to. And actually, there are many, many, many permits out there for drilling in the coastal waters and on land in the U.S.
Hey.
But he really can't stop those.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's Congresswoman Gwen Moore, urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you, we need change. The next court's ruling will determine the future of Wisconsin for us, as well as our kids and grandkids, on critical issues like voting rights, racial justice, and gerrymandering. The court will rule on whether or not to uphold the 1849 criminal abortion ban. That's why I'm urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's a common sense, impartial judge who cares about us and our rights. Janet believes women should have the freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to abortion. So vote by April 4th for my friend, Janet Curtis Sandwich.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Weather brought to you by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is hosting a volunteer recruitment party for Judge Janet Protasiewicz at the Drunken Cobra in Wauwatosa tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. Free beer, free food, and live music from Evan Christian all night. Buy your ticket at Eventbrite or at the door.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 33. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 15 tonight, mainly clear. High of 46, tomorrow cloudy. Mid-40s Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers. Turning much cooler Friday, with highs in the upper 30s and mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that we have children all over this nation, children working in hazardous jobs, and many of them, the majority of them, are migrant children. They're working in jobs that many adults don't want to work at. You know, kitchens, factories, hotels, slaughterhouses across the United States. And despite identifying as the party that protects children, Republicans haven't exactly jumped to end, you know, this practice. In states like Iowa, Minnesota, Ohio, Arkansas, the leading efforts to roll back child labor protection in the name of filling jobs. According to the chief author of the Minnesota bill, State Senator Rich Draymond, listen to this lunatic. Eliminating work opportunities for youth just because of their age will make it even harder for businesses to find reliable employees. Somebody voted for this genius to represent them at the state level in Minnesota. Let me repeat what he had to say. Eliminating work opportunities for youth just because of their age will make it even harder for businesses to find reliable employees. But of course, children don't need opportunities to wash dishes, change bed sheets, or operate heavy machinery. The United States has historically prided itself on the successful eradication of child labor. Are we going to allow those standards to be loosened now just because it would satisfy the almighty profit motive? Yes, is the answer to that. Because that is where the nation has been headed, not just over the last couple months, or because this lunatic has proposed that. This has been an ongoing thing in this nation now for far too long. Dreyer's report exposes a new economy of exploitation. Children have fled economic despair in their home countries and arrived in one all too willing to turn that desperation into profit. Our dysfunctional immigration system makes it easier for kids to come here than for their parents, and the Trump administration's family separation policy made it even worse. Take Carolina. Yock, one of the children, profiled. By day, she is a typical ninth grade student, but by night, she works at a food plant in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where she packs plastic bags full of Cheerios into box after box after box. These 17-hour days are taking a toll on Carolina. Most days, she wakes up tired and sick. She can't afford to skip work, so she skips school instead. Carolina is one of thousands of migrant children who work full-time in the United States, and they're not just working for local businesses that will hand them cash under the table. These kids bake dinner rolls sold at Walmart and Target, process milk used in Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and help debone chicken sold at Whole Foods. These are brands we all know. We might have food in our pantries that was packaged by Carolina or another child like her. How can it be? How can that possibly be in the United States of America, the greatest nation on earth? How can that be? Or how can that stuff go on and we are aware of it? If people were not aware of it, this article and this story that's being written that we're talking about, then you would think that once this article went before the world, that if it wasn't true, you would have had pushback on it by now. But it is true. And so if it's true in our nation, how great can a nation be? Monopolizing, taking advantage of children. I don't care if, you know, if they're from Central America. Girl, they're not Americans. What difference does it make? They're children. And yet we know that businesses are taking advantage of that situation, and we won't open our collective mouths. Shame on us all. We've got to challenge the nation to do right. You've got to challenge the people who run the nation to do right. And the hell with the fact that there's profit to be made. There's gold in them thy heels. Man, these are children. Give them a chance. Give them a chance to be children. And the fact that they come from a situation that is just horrible doesn't mean they should come to our nation and then be taken advantage of for the almighty dollar. I know. This is America, the greatest nation on earth, is what is said. Let's try to live up to it. And you can never say it's the greatest nation on earth when we've got children who basically are being treated as if they're chattel. They're chattel. They're not. They're human beings. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you. As always, Calvin, and man, thanks to the man, Brian Kelly, who, you know, picked us up off the dead-end street that we were on when the power went out. Thank you, Brian. Man, we can't do it without you. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
You once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. I love you.
Oh. the Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.5.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.